Good evening.
Good evening.
I want to thank you guys for your presence here tonight. I appreciate that very much. This is 2 months in a row that you've got a couple rookies out here leading the third Sunday lesson, so I appreciate that very much. Appreciate your presence. It's very encouraging to me. Yeah, that sums it up. So tonight, I want to talk about forgiveness. If you were here this morning, you know Don started, you know, stealing my lesson a little bit, but that's all right. I forgive him, as you will begin to understand through this lesson. I think it's one of the most important Bible topics that we have. It's become something that's very pertinent to me in my life, something that is, it's something that we could always stand to learn about, something we could always stand to hear about. So I just felt as though now would be a good time for us to talk about it a little more in depth than we did this morning. So tonight, to start, I just want to talk about what it means to forgive someone and how we forgive others and asking for forgiveness. But to begin, we kind of have to know what the word forgive means, and I looked it up to see exactly what the dictionary had to say, and it said to stop feeling angry or resentful towards someone for some wrong that they've done to you. And the favorite definition that I found just said to cancel a debt. Someone's in debt to you, somebody's done something wrong to you, just cancel it out. It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. There are multiple ways for us to experience forgiveness. Sometimes we're the ones forgiving, sometimes we're asking for it, other times we plead with God to be forgiven. It's important for us to remember that forgiveness is difficult to ask for, but oftentimes our hardness of heart causes us forgiving others to be a rather difficult exercise. Through studying the Bible, you know, and through life, I found that forgiveness is absolutely essential to our lives as Christians. It's something that we have to have, something that we need to do. And the Bible is very, very clear about that. So let's turn to Matthew 6, 15. Matthew 6, 15. 14 and 15. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father also will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses. So we could see Jesus putting out a pretty clear statement here. We have to forgive if we expect to be forgiven. It's kind of foolish for us to think that if we don't forgive, we could expect to experience any sort of forgiveness from God if we can't even forgive men. Mark 11, 25 has a very, very similar message, if you want to turn over there really quick. And whenever you stand praying, forgive. If you have anything against anyone, so that your Father also who is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. When we pray about others, when we pray for others, anybody that's done us wrong, anybody that's hurt us, we have to forgive them. It's essential. We have to do it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's something that we absolutely need to do, something that we have to do if we ever expect to experience any sort of forgiveness. And I think we could all agree that forgiveness is something that's easier to do than hold a grudge. Part of the reason why I wanted to do this lesson and talk about it was my dad. He has held a grudge against his father for years and years and years. And I've pleaded with him to let it go and just try to mediate and do things to help remedy that situation. But he is completely shut off to that idea. And to me, that is a sad way to live. And that is not the way that we should be living. And I feel for him and I pray for him. If you turn to Matthew 9, 1 through 7... we could see this sort of thing laid out, something very similar to this. And getting into a boat, he crossed over and came to his own city. And behold, they brought to him a paralytic lying on his bed. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Take heart, my son, your sins are forgiven." And behold, some of the scribes said to themselves, "This man is blaspheming." But Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, "Why do you think evil in your hearts? For which is easier, to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." He then said to the paralytic, "Rise, take up your bed, and go home." And he rose and went home. Even Jesus saw it how I see it, you know. Isn't it just easier to forgive people? It's easy to do that. It's easy to let things go and just work on yourself and work on your life and improving the quality of it. To demonstrate the importance of forgiveness, turn to Luke 23, 34. We're all familiar with this. This is the crucifixion. Jesus is on the cross, crucified. He's got thorns on his head, nails in his hands, and in his feet. And he's sitting there hanging, and he still makes a point to bring himself up. You can imagine how much pain that must have caused. And he still took it upon himself to say, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. They don't understand. What does that tell us about the importance of forgiveness? If Jesus on the cross can bring himself up to say, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they do. What does that say about forgiveness? Also, what does that tell us about our problems? If Jesus can forgive people on the cross, he can forgive the people that crucified him, that literally minutes before had said, yeah, that guy, sent him up there, when they had ample opportunity not to. What does that say about our problems? If Jesus can forgive the people that crucified him, why can't we forgive people when they sin against us and when they fall short of our expectations? So now I want to transition to what it means to ask for forgiveness. And when it comes to asking for forgiveness, we're reluctant. It's something that's difficult to do a lot of times, especially when we feel bad or when we feel like we've done wrong. For whatever reason, we have these sort of negative connotations associated with asking for forgiveness, falling on our sword and asking, pleading with someone, hey, you know, I was wrong, forgive me. I like to think that it's pride that gets in the way, and you could look through the entire book of Proverbs and figure out pride is not a good thing, and that is something that we should try our hardest to avoid. And I started looking through the Bible about asking for forgiveness. I looked some stuff up online just to see verses that had to do with asking for forgiveness. Nothing in the Bible shames asking for forgiveness, falling on that sword. There's nothing about it that shames humility. It actually rewards humility. If you turn to James 5:16, therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man has great power in its effects. So the Bible's actually encouraging us. If we've sinned against somebody, we've sinned, confess it. Say it. Say it to God. Say it to your friend who you sinned against. Do something. Admit your fault. It makes life way easier. It makes prayer more effective, and it makes our entire religious experience that much deeper. If our brother and sister's walking in the light of God and we come to them and say, hey, I messed up. Will you forgive me? If they're walking in the light of God and they have a spirit of love, they will absolutely forgive us, undoubtedly. But we have to be honest with ourselves and come to all these situations with the highest level of humility that we can have. There's no shame in asking for forgiveness. If we can ask God for forgiveness, think about this. If we can ask God, the highest authority that man can know, if we could say, God, forgive me, I messed up. If we could plead with God and ask for forgiveness, why is it that it's so hard for us to ask men for forgiveness? Why do we have such a difficult time coming to somebody and saying, look, I messed up, will you forgive me? Is it our pride? What is it? How can you explain that? Simply enough, it's just our human nature. But it's something that we can correct, and it's something that we can move past. It's something we can learn to let go of. And when people ask us for forgiveness, we can't ignore it or disregard it. It does take a lot of humility to ask for forgiveness, and it takes a lot of character and love to forgive. This morning, Brother Don was talking about how forgiveness and patience all tie into love. And I think forgiveness is one of the single biggest things that we can do to encourage love and to foster love and to show love is by forgiving each other. If we mess up, if we sin against one another, just saying, hey, I forgive you, and moving past it. If there's one point I want to drive home tonight more than anything, is this. When someone hurts us, sins against us, lets us down, breaks our heart, we forgive them. When we sin against somebody, we have to ask for forgiveness. And we sin against ourselves or we sin against other people, we have to ask God for forgiveness. 1 John 1:9 says that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But we have to be willing to ask for forgiveness and confess our sins to God and to each other in order for us to experience any level of forgiveness. If you're here tonight and you feel like you need to be forgiven, you feel as though you've done wrong or you haven't been living the way that you should live, we offer the opportunity to be baptized here tonight. If you're here tonight and something in this lesson pricked your heart, made you think a little bit, you feel like you need forgiveness, Jesus said, ask and it will be added unto you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Ask for forgiveness. Seek forgiveness. Knock on that door. You will be forgiven. God forgives us as long as we are faithful and we confess our sins to him. You can come forward at any point during this last song. The church is here to pray for you, and most importantly, we're here to pray with you. If you're subject to the invitation, come forward while we stand and sing.